This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across the country, and not to forget about the Caribbean down there, AM1000. Hello, everybody. And also at the speed of the Internet around the world, and hello to Maria in Germany and company over there, because we've had people chime in from Germany, from France, from England tonight, and from Spain. Now, I also want to remind everybody, a special shout-out goes out, as it does every broadcast, to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And let's not forget about everybody working on the third watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers keeping America rolling along. Thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. And this is something that our friends in the Congress on the other side of the aisle don't quite seem to get, because they're not acting very Christianly lately, even though Nancy Pelosi's been up there quoting scripture and talking about God and this, that, and the other, and dressed in black. I mean, I'm not buying her lie, are you?
Well, no.
I know better.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the show that she put on today, Captain, or yesterday, was really something. I mean, I thought this was the most important problem that we've ever dealt with in modern times, and it was imperative to remove Donald Trump from office, and yet she didn't want to take any questions about impeachment. It was really quite a sight to behold. It was bizarre.
Well, let's listen to Leader Kevin McCarthy and hear what he had to say, which is probably going to give us a little bit more of an idea.
I consider it a defeat in the idea that we didn't hold the same standard that the Speaker asked us to hold in March of this year, at least at that time. That impeachment was so divisive that it had to be overwhelming, compelling, and bipartisan. When I watched last night, the only bipartisan vote was against impeachment. A Democrat who's actually running for president voted present. So the question you probably wanted to ask was to the Speaker. Unfortunately, she would not take any questions when it came to impeachment. I would think if Nancy Pelosi thought impeachment was so important that she had to put this before the American public, that she wrote a timeline, that she selected committee chairmen based upon in the future, that she spent 2.5 years working on this, the press conference the day after impeachment that she has weekly, I thought she would have welcomed questions about impeachment. Unfortunately, she told you they were Republican talking points and she would not take your questions. I never thought a speaker would act that way. I guess the only thing I could take from that, she's embarrassed of it. She understands how weak it is. And she understands her own criteria was not met, constitutionally was not met. She probably failed on all parts.
Now, Kyle, why do the Democrats hate President Trump so much?
Well, gee whiz, I guess take your pick. I mean, all the different terrible things that they've said.
Is it because they say he's not presidential?
Well, that was...
He's kind of rough around the edges, that sort of thing?
Yeah. And
all right, why do the Republicans love him so much?
Well, because, number one, he's keeping his promises. He says he's doing what he said he was going to do.
And he gets the job done.
Exactly.
What he said he was going to do, he's doing. That's exactly correct, what you're saying there. Now, liberals also argue that, you know, the president's not presidential. They claim he's lowered the bar for presidential behavior. Well, I don't know about you, but I've seen him doing a lot of things, especially when it comes to our troops and walking around to the factories and these different rallies and all that sort of stuff. And I see him doing just the exact opposite of what they're telling me. As a matter of fact, when it comes to religion, all right. I've never seen a president surround himself with so many religious figures. He must have, I'd say at any beck and time, 50 to 100 of some of the country's leading spiritual leaders at his beck and whim that will just show up at the White House. All he's got to do is call them.
Well, sure. Exactly. And, you know, you mentioned about the idea of being, quote unquote, presidential. Well, in many ways, Captain, President Trump, if he was playing their game, then he could probably say and do and act pretty much any way he wanted to. But he goes against the grain. He's not playing the game of the swamp. And sometimes the swamp has, you know, Republicans or Democrats.
And if he's so bad, how come so many of the blacks like him? Because he did just sign a bill which gives the black colleges money back that they took, that was taken away from them under Barack Obama.
Well, right, exactly. And again, it's what President Trump is doing, and this actually scares the liberal establishment or the far-left Democrats, and that's why they have to continually try to label him or even people that are supportive of President Trump as a racist and just the most vile names that you can think of, because they're losing their political power.
And by the way, this president I would call probably the best friend the Jewish people have ever had, just based on what we've seen in the last 2.5, almost 3 years now.
Yeah, I think not since Reagan do we have such a friend for Israel.
That is correct. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're going to be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And why do you think the Democrats hate President Donald Trump so much? Is it because he's getting things done that they can't? Could be. Jealousy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is the product that you take if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain. You just can't seem to get rid of it. And in my case, I've got arthritis, so arthritis pain is there. So arthritis and back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, just general pain, let me suggest that you try Relief Factor in the 3-week quick start right away. Now, many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, we had some people here that got a hold of me again yesterday, sent me an email, and I sent it off to the Relief Factor folks so they could see it, and they thanked me very much for turning them on to a Relief Factor. And it was a husband and a wife. Both of them had arthritis, one a little bit more than the other one. One had rheumatoid arthritis, which can be debilitating, and they were taking the product and they were feeling much better and moving around a lot easier. And they told me that it took just about 2 weeks in each one of their cases for the product to kick in, and now they're taking the regular dosage. They get it every month. They signed up for the plan. It just automatically went over to that. So here's what you need to do. To get on the $19.95 3-week quick start to see how this works for you, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and just merely click on the little window that's right there. It'll be about a 90-second video that'll tell you all about the Relief Factor product and what it is and how it works, and then go from there. 3 weeks later, if you don't do anything, you automatically go on the plan and you get it every month. So it's just that simple. But for 3 weeks, you can try it for $19.95, and believe me when I tell you, they're telling me at Relief Factor, 80% of the people that get on this stay on it. That those are the numbers here at this radio show. 80% of the people that get on it stay on it. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to, for a little equal time here, here's Chucky Schumer complaining about Mitch McConnell, and he's telling McConnell that, you got to make it fair, you got to do this, you got to do that, because he's just carrying on where Nancy Pelosi was yesterday. And by the way, Nancy thinks that she's not only the Speaker of the House, but the leader of the Senate. That's not going to fly. McConnell absolutely is setting her straight on that one. But he's also setting Schumer straight, because here's what Schumer's griping about.
Of the members of the 116th Senate have been denied the opportunity to legislate by Leader McConnell. We aren't even allowed to debate the issues that would impact the American people. Health care, infrastructure, prescription drugs. We could have spent the year debating these issues. We weren't doing impeachment. Leader McConnell has chosen not to focus on these issues and to put none of these bills on the floor. And as he reminds us often, he alone decides what goes on the floor. Leader McConnell claimed that the House did not afford the President due process. The leader knows well that President Trump refused to participate in the process, despite invitation, and blocked witnesses and documents from Congress in unprecedented fashion.
Well, first of all, Chuck is about half right, and it was an unprecedented fashion. It was done by Bill Clinton. Does anybody forget about that?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So, my question back to you is, what is Chucky trying to cover up when he's not telling the whole truth about these bills that come over from the Democratic-controlled House, and they're all written up, they're all added to, and when they get to the committee, or committees to be decided on, this, that, and the other, they can't get out of committee.
They can't get out of committee, and literally they're not something that the president is ever going to sign. Part of the process is trying to put through bills that you think are going to eventually go through and become a law. But that being said, the way that Chuck Schumer is talking sort of echoes some of these other Democrat leaders. And it's almost as if, you know, are they trying to create a revolution? You know, what are they trying to do? What kind of a tone are they trying to set for the country? To hear them tell it, there's some sort of dictatorial thing going on. But again, that's like a projection, because what the House is doing, completely partisan. What the Democrats want to do, completely partisan, against this president, against any president. They think that they have a process on their side, and technically they have control of some of the process, but really it's not something that the American people are not clamoring for this in any way, shape, or form.
Well, here is Mitch McConnell telling the Democrats that they're too afraid to send the impeachment charges over to the Senate. Here's this part.
By the Speaker's own standards, the standards she set, she's failed the country. The case is not compelling, not overwhelming, and as a result, not bipartisan. The failure was made clear to everyone earlier this week when Senator Schumer began searching for ways the Senate could step out of our proper role and try to fix the House Democrats' failures for them. And it was made even more clear last night when Speaker Pelosi suggested that House Democrats may be too afraid to even transmit their shoddy work product to the Senate. Mr. President, it looks like the prosecutors are getting cold feet in front of the entire country.
Well, are they?
I think to a great degree they are. I think Nancy Pelosi is looking for a way to just completely sort of squelch this, at least for the time being. In other words, if this was an emergency, if this was an emergency impeachment, they would have stayed in Washington, they would have sent the articles over in 5 minutes from when they voted on them, and they would be trying to make a rallying cry to, let's impeach Trump before Christmas, or some such thing like that.
Now, here's our good friend that we really like to hear, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, and here's a little John Kennedy reasoning talking to Sean Hannity.
Yes, and all I'm saying is that Senator Schumer, as is his right, as Speaker Pelosi, they want their witnesses. The president in fairness, gets to call his witnesses. But if Senator Schumer's witnesses don't appear because they claim it, or the president claims executive privilege, we could end up with a scenario where the president has his new witnesses and the House Democrats don't have any.
How do you like that?
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly right. And again, you know, this whole thing about fairness and Nancy Pelosi talking about fairness, I think that it will never be fair enough for them to send it over because they know it's better arrival to begin with. And I think they've watched these polls just invert over the last few days about impeachment, especially independents. And I think that they're reading the tea leaves, and they're probably saying to themselves, my goodness, what have we done? They had to follow through because they have to satisfy the Looney Tune base, evidently. And what's really important here, too, Captain, is that there's no room at all for moderate Democrats in the modern Democrat Party today.
Mm-hmm. Now I got five letters for you. USMCA.
Yes, exactly.
Didn't that just pass?
Well, it did. That's
isn't
right.
Isn't Nancy taking a victory lap, claiming that the Democrats were responsible?
Well, that's right.
Is that true?
Well, not in my opinion, no.
No, it's not, because it was a Republican bill, a Republican measure, negotiated by a Republican president. The Democrats tried to do everything they could to torpedo the thing. Then they sat on it for a long time, and now suddenly it's their bill?
Because, again, she's trying to change the subject. She was talking to the press today in her year-end press conference, or yesterday, I should say, in her year-end press conference, and saying things like, why don't we talk about the USMCA? Did anybody care about that? I think was her exact words. And again, trying to flip the subject and start talking about prescription drug prices and stuff like that, almost as if what happened on the floor of the House didn't really happen, or it was just a dream or something like that. It was really pathetic.
Well, depending on who you are and what type of insurance plan you have through the competition that would give you a better plan than another one, you could have a very good plan where the insurance prescription prices, if you're getting any, are either zero or they're very low. If you don't, then I would call that a little shame on you.
Well, right.
There are so many different ways to save money on prescriptions, even if you don't have, quote, insurance. I mean, you get these little cards that are available almost anywhere. You go to a doctor's office, they'll give you a discount card. I mean, they've all got them, and you can certainly get savings on your prescriptions, even if you don't have full-fledged insurance for that.
Right, but Nancy Pelosi was trying to, you know, create this thing that, you know, somehow she's trying to flip the subject and so forth. All these are important things, obviously, but she was trying to hide behind them today because of the fiasco that she brought about in the House.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take another break. Kyle Warren's going to come right back to me and come back with me right after the break, and we're going to keep going here. We got some other stuff to talk about. It's not just about impeachment. There's plenty of other things going on here, and I'll be back with that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Democrats holding their sixth of 12 primary debates scheduled for the election season. The PBS NewsHour and Politico sponsoring the event at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles.
Seven candidates qualified: former Vice President Joe Biden, South Bend Mayor Pete, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Senator Bernie Sanders, businessman Tom Steyer, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and entrepreneur Andrew Yang. The impeachment vote prompting a Democrat to switch parties. President Trump sitting next to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew at the White House with the announcement he's ditching the Democrats and joining the Republican Party.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am.
Van Drew represents New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District in the southern part of the state, which also covers Atlantic City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from everyone at the Captain's America Third Watch. And now here's your host, Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, it's me and that mysterious guy that just gave that little liner is on the telephone. We'll get to him in just a second because I got to tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance, and you can go to their website, Geico Insurance, to find out what I already know, and that's the fact that they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring cars and trucks and 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, not only do they cover your car or your truck that you're driving, they'll also cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. They'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. If you got a snowmobile, you got a Ski-Doo or a Sea-Doo, one of those watercraft, they'll take care of those, too. How about that? And all you got to do is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website, click in your type in your zip code, and you'll find out who your agent is, number one, nearest you, or you can get a quote all by yourself and don't need to talk to an agent, whatever suits your fancy. So it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm going to play one more little thing here that Eric just sent me, and I'm going to see what this is because it looks like it's kind of interesting. There's a congressional representative in Louisiana by the name of Clay Higgins, and he spoke on the floor of the House and brought out this big map, and it was a big map showing the 2016 win for Donald Trump. Obviously, all the states where he had won and the counties were in red, and where Hillary Clinton had won were in blue. Well, it's quite a map that's pretty much red more than blue. But listen to what this representative had to say.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have descended into the belly of the beast. I have witnessed the terror within, and I rise committed to oppose the insidious forces which threaten our republic. America is being severely injured by this betrayal, by this unjust and weaponized impeachment brought upon us by the same socialists who threaten unborn life in the womb, who threaten First Amendment rights of conservatives, who threatened Second Amendment protections of every American patriot, and who have long ago determined that they would organize and conspire to overthrow President Trump. We don't face this horror because the Democrats have all of a sudden become constitutionalists. We're not being devoured from within because of some surreal assertion of the socialists' newfound love for the very flag that they trod upon. We face this horror because of this map. This is what the Democrats fear. They fear the true will of we, the people. They are deep establishment D.C. They fear. They call this Republican map flyover country. They call us deplorables. They fear our faith. They fear our strength. They fear our unity. They fear our vote. And they fear our president. We will never surrender our nation to career establishment D.C. politicians and bureaucrats. Our republic shall survive this threat from within. American patriots shall prevail.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right.
And I'm looking, it's got a little video with it, and thanks for sending me that, Eric. And this has got the map, and the map is, it's again, it's the 2016 map. It's red. I mean, the map is red. And there's very little blue on there. And it shows, again, if the Democrats were going to have an electoral college, and you got all these states and all these counties that voted for Donald Trump that went red, and there's very little blue on this map where the Democrats ran in control. But, of course, they're the very large urban areas of the country where they managed to get their votes. Then you'd have those little small areas controlling the vote for the majority of the people. And that isn't going to work.
That's not going to work, but that's precisely what the Democrat elite, I believe, want for this country. This is why, you know, they entertain and allow to be entertained within their ranks this notion of abolishing the Electoral College, and Elizabeth Warren gets up and says that in her second term she'll be the first president ever elected solely by the popular vote.
Wait a minute. The youngest female president to do that.
Right. Well, the idea that somehow by...
Referring that Hillary Clinton was old.
Right, there you go. Yeah, but you know, this idea that somehow, don't worry, folks, she's going to find a way to abolish the Electoral College. And again, this is always seems to be the major thrust of what the liberal Democrats or the far left is trying to do in our country. And I would agree with Representative Clay Higgins. Yeah, that's right. I think that they fear it because they understand that if they're answerable to the people, and this is what the Donald Trump issue is all about. You were talking earlier, Captain, about why do they hate Donald Trump so much. Well, Trump is their focal point, but really what's behind Donald Trump, who's standing between us and the far left, is Donald Trump, and they're trying to come after the people in terms of wanting to make sure that they can rule over them in some way. And so that's what they're afraid of.
Now, you want to hear the biggest lie of the day so far, the biggest lie so far out of Nancy Pelosi?
Sure.
It's this.
The republic for which it stands is what we are here to talk about today. A republic, if we can keep it. We gather today under the dome of this temple of democracy to exercise one of the most solemn powers that this body can take, the impeachment of the President of the United States. No member, regardless of party or politics, comes to Congress to impeach a president. But every one of us, as our first act as a member of Congress, stood on this historic House floor before our beautiful American flag and raised our hands in this sacred oath. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Now, guess what? She's not the only one that did that. Everybody that went into the military took an oath, too. But here's the other thing, all right? 2.5 years or thereabouts, she said that she made that comment the other day in her press conference. That's how long that they've been working on this?
Right, right.
Okay. Not telling the truth again, is she?
Well, no, and they've actually, people have been introducing articles of impeachment some 6 times before this one, by the way, and it had some support within some of the ranks of the more left-leaning congressional people.
And then here's the gift that keeps on giving. Michael Bloomberg, $2.4 million a day spending, and he's going to go nowhere.
When you listen to the conversations, there's no question the president did something that was totally inappropriate. I think if you look at the makeup of the Senate, it is unlikely, very unlikely, that he gets convicted. And what impact this has on his reelection, I worry about.
So he's worried about Donald Trump getting reelected.
He should be worried about his poll numbers, for one thing.
What poll numbers?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. I mean, he's not even really...
$2.4 million a day, and he's not even moving the needle.
Nope, he's not. It's hard to get a radar fix on Michael Bloomberg.
Well, let's very quickly go to something here that happened yesterday, and it was breaking news in my hour number four yesterday. We had a driver of a truck, a pickup truck with a cap on it, bust through the gate at the Sarasota Bradenton International Airport, get himself up on the tarmac, work his way around the terminal, and come crashing at a very high rate of speed. Now, my news director said it was 100 miles an hour, and I don't know how anybody knows that, but they said that he hit the baggage area with his vehicle. I don't know what he was trying to do, don't know who he was, what this was all about, but certainly it was intentional.
It sure seems that way because if the video that I've seen is, number one, very dramatic in terms of the actual crash sequence, and people were working behind one of the ticket counters there, and they had to, you know, literally run for their lives. But you see this guy coming across the airport tarmac there and just making a beeline for the terminal. Completely would seem to be completely intentional, and we don't know any of the other details at this point. And I expect that this person is in very severely injured as a result of it.
Well, I don't know too much about it other than that, but we'll find out more about it today as, of course, the information comes out that they've been gathering all day long. But that's a story to keep your eyes on because that was intentional. Now, we're going to have to run here, so real quickly, 5 New Jersey officials, political candidates included, are accused of taking massive bribes, and they've all been indicted in the state of New Jersey. I'm not surprised that happens there more often than not, but here we go, political season, and every one of them was a Democrat.
That's exactly right. Yeah, this is a big time.
Yep. All right. Well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll see you on the weekend edition.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways. We've got a little bit of weather out there tonight to talk about. It's a little better than what it's been, so, oh, boy. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across the country.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-888-888-888. 888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Trucking, the team from Smokey and the Bandits. And as I pod that down, I just want to let everybody know that I understand they're going to do a remake, but I don't know when they're going to do it of that movie. I keep hearing that, and I've heard it in several different circles, but we'll wait and see what happens. I want to see who the characters are going to be to take the place of the old gang that everybody remembers in the Smokey and the Bandit series. Now, stormy weather in the west, developing system along the Gulf Coast. Yep. It's what we got going on for the weekend. A series of very moist weather systems will deliver a variety of impacts to the Pacific Northwest and Northern California through the upcoming weekend. Now, there will be torrential rain in the lower elevations, possible flooding there, too. Heavy mountain snow to be measured in feet. Here we go again. High winds and rough surf are expected, too, out there into the west. And a powerful storm will develop near the northeastern Gulf Coast this weekend and impact the southeast and Florida with soaking rain and gusty winds, especially up in the panhandle. And we'll get some rain. It looks like Saturday is when the best chance is for down here by us. But it's worth watching to see what happens, because this could dump several inches of rain in some low-lying areas, which could make life exciting. Now, let's go right up to the northwest and take a look at what's up there, because this is some serious stuff again. If you are on I-5 from Vancouver, British Columbia, on down to the Oregon state line, you are going to be in rain all the way. And some of that rain is going to be really heavy, and there may be some low-level flooding along the interstates and ponding in the road and all that stuff, so be careful. In the meantime, in the higher elevations east of Seattle, all the way across from Snoqualmie into Coeur d'Alene, into western Montana, in about 100 miles of Montana, you have a winter storm warning. The snow there is going to be in the feet measurement. It could be 1 foot, 2 foot, or 3 foot, maybe even more in some elevations. Now, 4th of July right now, it's windy, but there's snow coming, so I would suspect by the time we get off the air, we're going to be talking about maybe hanging some iron up over 4th of July on I-90. That being said, there's a general snow south of Coeur d'Alene down into the central part of Idaho, as well as Montana down into the central part of Montana. Now, continuing to Oregon, right now we have rain along I-5, some heavy stretches of rain, Portland south, and all the way down to Medford, Oregon, it's rain. Winds over to the east. As this thing moves to the east and gets into the mountains of Oregon, there will be some snow. And Richard the Marine up there probably has already heard the forecast for his area where he's located, and it looks like they're going to see some snow later today and over the weekend. Now, down into California, in the mountainous areas of California, the Sierra Nevadas, you are going to be getting a dusting of snow tonight. The snow will pick up tomorrow and tomorrow night, and things could get real interesting up on top of Donner on I-80, as well as the Sierra Nevadas down along the Nevada-California line right there. Hawthorne, one of those places where things could get real interesting, and if you're headed up there to Yosemite, going up the back way, you could have some real excitement going that way, so be prepared. Make sure you got your chains with you and all your emergency kit and everything else. You might need it. All right, now, coming across I-40 East, I-80 East, you're looking good. The only thing I see to bother you on I-80 outside of what I just told you about in California is in Wyoming. You got some wind between Laramie and Cheyenne tonight, but that's it. That's it. Otherwise, looking good all the way to the East Coast. I-40 looking good all the way back and forth across the East Coast to West Coast and vice versa. I-10 looking good all the way until you get to the panhandle of Florida, where you've got rain east of Pensacola over towards Tallahassee, and that's staying right there in that area at the moment, but it's going to move eventually and come down towards the southern part of Florida. I believe there's about a 50% chance of rain, predominantly in the afternoon tomorrow, Saturday, after about 2 o'clock. Now, there's still some really cold temperatures up there in southeastern Georgia, to the north and the east of Valdosta, so you got a freeze warning there tonight. And There's still some really cold temperatures in the Adirondack Mountains of upstate New York, but no snow to speak of. All the snow up there stopped. And up in North Dakota, you've got a big stretch of wind gusting across I-90 and, I-94 down in, up in North Dakota, and I-90 down in South Dakota, and I-29 wind over that away, so gusty wind up in there. Be advised of that. Now, your Trucker's Highway and Byrate Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J nearest to you, because you're going to find out that those of you that haven't been in a Pilot lately, especially the new travel centers, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They've really, really modernized them up. You're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen. Of course, in the Flying J's, you'll find a Denny's. Might find a McDonald's and a Pilot, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's. Might find a Huddle House and a Flying J, depending on where you're at, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. And don't forget the Dunkin' Donuts, too. Now, I'm going to stop this morning at the Dunkin' Donuts on 4th Street on the way home and partake in a couple of their bagels and bacon and egg sandwiches because they're pretty good. They've also got the croissants there, so they're even better, as fate may have it. But anyway, that's what you get now at a Pilot or a Flying J, so keep that in mind. And don't forget to become a member of their Drivers Club and sign up for their fuel discount program. The more fuel you buy over a period of time, the cheaper it gets. Now, want to also mention to everybody, before I go to the break top of the hour, that this Saturday I'll be at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura at 11001 North Florida Avenue, just south of Fletcher, off of 275, a little bit west of 275 on North Florida. And they're going to have their big Santa Moss grand opening sale. They're giving away IDC diamond certificates for some jewelry. They're giving away Bucks tickets. They're giving away Lightning tickets. They got drawings. They'll be drawn all day, several times an hour. I mean, it's going to be great. They've got gingerbread house there, a real gingerbread house. They're going to have camel rides for the kids because they've got a manger scene there, and I understand that they got the three wise men, so that's where the camels come in. But it'll be something great for the kids to do, the family to do. They're going to have food there. Come on out, and while you're there, take a look at what they have to offer in the way of vehicles and whatnot, because this is the time, the end of the year, when you pretty much control the show, and you'd be surprised what they might give you for your vehicle that really make you turn your head and whatnot. And this is the time that if you want a certified pre-owned, which are great vehicles, believe me when I tell you, great vehicles, or a brand new one, you can do either one. You can lease it or you can buy it. It's that simple at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. com. That's where I'll be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the lovely Susie Q will be there with me. So come on out and say hello to her, too. There you go. Now, coming back after the top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary is still off on sabbatical doing what she's doing. I would imagine from what I learned last week, she'll probably be there until after the first of the year because she's just taking some time off because she's, As you well know, she's been very busy doing what she's been doing during the course of the year, so she's deserved it. But anyway, I shall return, and when I come back, I got lots of stuff going on here. Believe me when I tell you, it's all about we the people here in this program, though. We the people. I'm the Captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming back. And my friend Kathy Curtis is going to tell you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.